Hi, this is Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to control caching of an ASP.NET page based upon what information is in the HTTP header. So let's get started, and we'll add a new website to our solution. And we're going to be doing this demo in Visual Basic. However, when you download the sample source code, you also get everything in C#. So what we're going to do here is we're going to have a simple ASP.NET page, and what we want to happen is if a specific part of the HTTP header for this page changes, then we'd like the page to be flushed from our cache and reloaded. So let's just put a simple label here on the page, and label header, put the other attributes in here, and close off the tag. And then let's go over here into the code behind for our page. And what we want to do is let's go to the page load event. And we just want to alter that label a little bit based upon what value is in the HTTP header. So we'll say label header text, and we'll say header value is. And then we're going to add the header in. Now, before we do that, what we should do is to familiarize you a little bit with what some of the HTTP header values are, and then I think it'll make a little more sense as to why you might find this aspect of ASP.NET page caching valuable. So we'll come right back to this. Let's go over and look at some of those values for HTTP headers. So let's go over here to our friend Wikipedia. And this has a nice little list. There's obviously a variety of places you can find this information, but this has a nice list that has what the header item is, a description of it, and then an example. And you may be familiar with a lot of these, some of them you may not, but there are quite a list here of things, and we can actually control the caching of the page based upon changes in any one of these header items. And the one we're going to focus on for our example here is called accept language. And what this does is you'll see the value of it is the language, local language of the user's browser. So what we can do is we're going to create an example where the header value changes based upon the language, and that triggers the caching of another version of the page. So essentially we're going to have a cached version of the demo page for each of the languages that have accessed our particular website, and this, in this case, the individual page. So let's just copy this value out of this little table, and let's go back over to our website. Now, where do we put this? And it goes over in the output cache directive on the page, which you may be familiar with if you've done some of the caching with ASP.NET. So go down here, and here's the output cache directive. Now there's a variety of things that you can set for the directive to control the say duration, and we're going to put 30 seconds. And what we want to store is based upon the header. So we use this vary by header. And then what you put in here is the name of the HTTP header item that you want to vary the caching by. And so what we want to put in here, I just will paste in what we took from that Wikipedia list, is accept language. So now this page is going to be cached based upon the language of the user's browser, as I mentioned. And what we're going to do back over here in our code behind is we're just going to display what the value of that accept language item is in the HTTP header. So let's finish this off here. So we'll go request, we'll go into the headers collection, and again here we'll paste in the accept language, and we'll just put that to string. And just to be safe, although it shouldn't happen, let me put in if, and what I'm doing here is just a simple little if statement. And we actually want to put if not, and let's just copy this down here. And that's just to make sure we don't get into a little error going on if there's nothing in that value, although that shouldn't be the case here. So now we have our basics of our page set up. Let's just run the page and see what we get for the value of the HTTP header accept language. Right. Just remember, there's one more thing we need to set in our directive. So let's go back over here. And we do need to have a vary by parameter. And even though we're not going to vary by any of the query string parameters coming in, we need to put the value none in there. So now let's open up the page. So open it up. There's our page, and you can see my browser is set to English US, so we're getting that value for accept language. So at this point, if additional people were to hit this page, as long as their browser is set to English US, they're going to get the cache version of this page. The page will not be re-rendered through the whole page lifecycle within the 30-second window that we've set for the duration of our cache. However, if someone was to hit this page where their language is, say, French, then the accept language value will differ and the page cache would be flushed. Or I should say it wouldn't be flushed, but if there was an existing French version, it would be flushed. However, the first time there'd be no French version, so the ASP.NET would cache a second version of the page in French. So we have one in French, one in English, and that would continue on if other done is I've opened up Firefox here, and in Firefox I went up to the tools options down into languages, and I set French as the principal language for Firefox. So now if we paste in the URL for our page and we refresh this page, you can see we're getting a header value of French. So that would have been cached, as I said, as the second instance of. So let's close that down. Close down IE, which is set to English, back to our page. So that's the approach you use to put a value in the vary by header. We have just one in here. We could have multiple, and we could use any in that list that we saw up in Wikipedia a few minutes ago. Now, one of the other things you could put this on a page, but then if you want to make a change to this, you would have to go across all the pages. It's essentially like code reuse and putting something in a class. So let's just take a look at how to do that. And we'll go down here into system.web, and there is a child element of system.web called caching. And then nested inside of that is the output cache settings, and then profiles for that. And now we'll add a profile in here, and we will give it a name, and we'll just call it the language cache 30 for 30-second language cache, and let's set in there a number of things. Now we have to mimic what we have over there on the page. So one of the things we have to put is the duration, 30 seconds, vary by param, and we set that to none, and then vary by header, and this is where we have accept language. So let's back over here, and we'll copy that right out of the directive in the page, back over to web.config, and paste that in. So now we have a profile that mimics what we put on the page. So we can go back over to this page, and I can get rid of all of this in here, and then we could put a cache profile, and this is just the name of the profile. So we'll paste that in from our web.config. So now this page would have the identical functionality to what we did when we had set it the items for the output cache individually. And as I said, you may find this very useful. Obviously, you can have multiple profiles, so we could have a language cache 30 seconds, 60 seconds, or we could have caches for other HTTP headers. We could have different combinations of, maybe we have some pages that have query string variables coming in, and you can cache based upon those. And as I said, that's in the that's in the fundamentals video, fundamentals of output caching. So that gives you a good way to reuse a profile for a cache across multiple pages. And if you have a large website with a lot of pages, then obviously that becomes a very effective way to implement caching. So that's an overview of how you implement caching for an ASP.NET page based upon the values in the HTTP header. And we saw how to do it with the individual definition on the page, and here most recently setting up a profile that can be used across multiple pages. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that's in C# as well as the Visual Basic that we did here in the demo. You also probably want to familiarize yourself with the different items in the HTTP header. We showed how to vary it by language, and as you saw when we looked at that page in Wikipedia, there is a whole list of different things that come in the HTTP header. So there's quite a bit of control that you could have over caching based upon your individual needs. So download that sample source code, use it as a starting point for implementing caching in your own websites. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on controlling caching of ASP.NET pages based upon the information in an HTTP header.